You are listening to WORT 89.9 FM in Madison, Wisconsin, or WORTFM.org. We are listener-sponsored community radio.
W Ensemble Theater, presenting Scammed, a new comedy running March 13th through March 23rd at TNW Ensemble Theater, 1957 Winnebago Street. When a freelancing editor falls for a classic scam, she assumes the amoral alter ego of Helen Wheels to get even. Tickets are available at the door with cash or check, or online through Ticket Tailor. More information is available by calling 608-770-0826.
Good morning and welcome to Her Turn, a program of news and information by and about women. I'm Eliza Howard.
And I'm Christina Kivlin. On today's program, pro-choice activists are new neighbors for the Polish parliament.
Donald Trump's attacks on USAID could send refugee women back to Taliban-controlled Afghanistan.
And it's been 30 years since the United Nations Beijing's Women's Conference on Women. Our guests will look back at the conference and forward at the future of gender equality.
So stay tuned for all of that and more. But first, WORT is in the final days of its spring pledge drive, and I will hand it over to the other members of Her Turn with a few minutes about why now is the best time for you to become a supporter of WORT.
Hi, this is Arlene Zoucha. I'm here with Joanne and Garma and possibly a new volunteer as well, Morgan, to encourage you to please call in your pledge of support right now to our half-hour weekly news magazine called Her Turn. We've been on the air since almost the beginning of WORT, and we want to continue to bring you great feminist news. And so please call in now at the area code 608-256-2001. Or go to the internet. It's at WORTFM.org and make your pledge of support to keep shows like this going and show that this is the kind of show that means something to you, that you're listening to and means something to you. Right, Joanne?
And this is your last chance, of course, to pledge during this pledge drive here for this particular program. Because it ends today, we've only done like a week and a half for a 12-day pledge drive. We cut a few days off because of people who are doing the evergreen pledges. So if you'd like to donate that way, that would be great. You can give $5 a month, $10 a month, $40 a month, whatever seems comfortable to you with your income, and you can become a sustainer, basically, of this particular program. Again, we have phone answerers out there who'd be happy to, looks like Diane and Kyron are out there to take your phone calls at 608-256-2001. Also, of course, you can pledge safely and securely on the intertubes at WRTFM.org.
And when you make your pledge of support, please do tell us something about the show and what you like, what you want to hear more of. Tell us why you listen to WORT. We love to hear from you and know that you're out there listening. So give us a call, 608-256-2001, and we'll be happy to take your call and hear what you have to say.
That's right. Arlene and I have been doing this show for like a combined like 8 decades or something like that.
So it only seems that way sometimes.
Maybe it's seven. But yeah, we've been at it for a long time. So we'd love to hear some people who have been listening for a long time to give us a call. 608-256-2001. Make a generous pledge of any amount. We have all kinds of fabulous prizes available that our phone answerers will be happy to tell you about at different pledge levels. I don't want to waste our time on them running about them right now.
We can talk about them later. But yeah, but we're happy to give you a thank you gift if you make a pledge of support. And it's true, you know, in times like these especially, it seems really important to have a sense of community. And that's the kind of thing that we try and make happen here on our half hour, that you'll hear all of our voices, all of our women's voices, bringing you a feminist perspective that on the news of the day that can sometimes get us kind of down, but that when we all are together, we can empower each other and stay focused and engaged, because that's what we need right now. And so please call in your support, 608-256-2001.
We talk a lot about what is happening, but we also talk a lot about what can be done. So give us a call at the phone number 608-256-2001. Go online at wrtfm.org. Make a generous pledge. We do have a full show ahead of us here, so we don't want to, you know, keep you going.
Yeah, we have some live guests in the studio we're looking forward to hearing from.
That's right.
So
we've got those.
You don't want to miss that, so call now.
All right, 608-256-2001. We're going to go back to the show at the in progress, as they say.
A new abortion center has been launched in Poland, the first of its kind in the country. Inspired by similar initiatives in Latin American countries with restrictive abortion laws, the center offers a safe space for women seeking abortions, whether together or individually. Activists are pushing to destigmatize abortion in Poland, where it's still considered taboo. Despite efforts to change the law, Prime Minister Donald Tusk's coalition faces ideological divides, making significant legal reform difficult. Currently, abortion is only allowed in cases of rape, incest, or when the woman's life is at risk, though many women still seek abortions using at home using pills obtained from abroad. On the eve of International Women's Day, Italy's government approved a draft law addressing femicide, which classifies the killing of women due to gender-based violence. Under the proposed law, those convicted of femicide would face life imprisonment. The law includes harsher penalties for related crimes, such as personal abuse, stalking, sexual violence, and revenge porn, with aggravating circumstances considered in these cases. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni emphasized the importance of these measures in fighting violence against women. Italy has been grappling with a long history of femicide, especially after the murder of 22-year-old university student Giulia Cecchettin, who was killed by her ex-boyfriend in November 2023. Her death sparked widespread protests, with over 8,000 people attending her funeral, including Prime Minister Meloni. The ex-boyfriend was sentenced to life in prison in December. The country recorded 117 femicides in 2023. Despite significant gains for women in leadership positions, Italy ranked 14th on the EU's 2024 Gender Equality Index, with its status in work participation lagging behind other EU nations. On March 6th, the EU set out its roadmap for women's rights. It outlines the long-term vision for advancing gender equality and protecting women's rights in the EU and globally. While the EU has some of the world's strongest legal protections for women, there are still many inequalities to address. In recent years, some countries have rolled back rights, and the threat of further rollbacks is a real concern. While the EU has adopted a number of decisive initiatives under the Gender Equality Strategy 2020 to 2025, progress towards gender equality remains slow and unequal across the membership, as highlighted in the 2025 report on gender equality. One in three women in the EU have experienced physical and/or sexual violence. Employment and pay gaps are narrowing only slowly in the EU, and violence against women, discriminatory norms, and stereotypes persist. Women are overrepresented in lower paid positions and underrepresented in decision-making roles. The roadmap outlines discriminatory norms that the EU is committing to addressing, with the goal of achieving freedom from gender-based violence, high standards of health, equal pay, and economic empowerment, equal employment and education, fair political representation, and more.
Over 80 Afghan women studying in Oman on scholarships funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, now face imminent deportation to Afghanistan after a funding freeze ordered by the Trump administration. The freeze, part of sweeping cuts to foreign aid, has terminated their scholarships, leaving these women who were pursuing higher education in fields like STEM at risk of severe consequences. Under the Taliban, women are banned from universities, and many of these students fear forced marriages or even personal harm upon their return. Despite legal challenges to the funding cuts, thousands of humanitarian programs have already been affected. These women are urgently appealing for international intervention to secure protection and resettlement opportunities so they can continue their education and escape the oppressive regime.
LA's housing crisis leads to a higher likelihood of homelessness for domestic violence victims. In California, one in five women who become homeless were fleeing domestic violence. And in LA, that number is greater than 40%. For many survivors, options are limited once they escape the abuse. Some options even put the survivors into more situations of vulnerability. And while domestic violence and homelessness services exist in LA, the system rarely works together effectively to help the survivor find safety and stability. In California, there are only 104 domestic violence shelters. From 2021 to 2022, they had to turn down more than half of the requests for a bed in one of those shelters. Only 5% of unhoused people that fled domestic violence actually stayed there. Finding childcare on top of housing introduces additional financial burden on survivors.
Hi, this is Arlene again, urging you to go to the phone 608-256-2001 and make a pledge of support to WORT and our Her Turn show.
That's right. You can also pledge, of course, at WRTFM.org. I believe there's a couple coming in on the phone at the moment. But we do have
one person to thank.
And we have someone to thank.
Anonymous made a pledge, said she likes Her Turn and her infant variety, and she took us up on the WORT long sleeve T-shirt, which has got a really cute design this year, I think. It's got all these like dancing and notes. And
yeah, that used to be a poster.
Yeah, it's really cute. So anyway, the phone answers, Diane and Karen, are out there taking calls. They can tell you more about it.
We have someone else to thank as well. I'd like to thank Bonnie, who went online at WRTFM.org and made a generous pledge. Her favorite shows are Her Turn, Her Infant Variety, and The Blues Cruise. So thank you, Bonnie, for your generous pledge. You can join Bonnie and Anonymous by going to WRTFM.org or calling 608-256-2001, making a generous pledge of any amount.
Yes, any amount that we consider it to be a generous pledge, really. That's the whole thing about it. I mean, I remember back in the day, Her Turn always talking about the sliding scales, like those who can afford more pitch in more, and those who can afford a few bucks pitch in a few bucks, and that's the what it's all about. So
that's right, an old
Our host,
feminist standard there.
Yeah. Everybody here at Her Turn, host, engineers, reporters, everybody is a volunteer. So nobody besides the FCC and some legal restrictions or nonprofits tell us that what our host should say on air. So it is one of the most authentic news sources that we get to you. So please, 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 please pledge by phone at 608-256-2001 or donate online at wordfm.org.
And someone did make a, we said that when you call in, please do give us some comments. And someone did share a very moving comment. I'm going to take a minute to read it. She said, when I moved to Madison in August of 1983, I was living with a violent alcoholic and struggling. With two small children, I felt frightened, desperate, and stuck. I hadn't been in town long when I found WORT, tuned into Her Turn, and heard about a Take Back the Night rally at the Capitol. My husband refused to watch the kids that night, but I heard on WORT that Men Stopping Rape would be providing childcare, so I took them with me. I went to the rally, inspired and comforted by the women, the speakers, and the music. My kids had a great time with the men providing childcare. After that, I became a regular WORT listener. I heard Holly Neer on her turn, checked out cassette tapes of her music from the public library, and played them nonstop. My four-year-old son would pedal his tricycle along the sidewalk, singing Fight Back in large numbers, Together We Can Make a Safe Home. 4 years later, with support from family, friends, and Dane County Advocates for Battered Women, in parentheses, I'll say now called DAYS, I left the man, rebuilt my life, and never stopped listening to WORT. 7 years later, I would fall in love with a woman and come out as a lesbian. And she said we were allowed to use her story on the air. So that's so motivating to all of us to hear, and we're so glad that it made a difference in this woman's life. We know it makes a difference in your life, too, to hear us every week. So please call in 608-256-2001. Make a pledge of support right now.
And we have a couple other people to thank who we've made a difference in their lives. I'd like to thank Laurel, who gave us a generous pledge. Thank you, Laurel. Laurel has actually picked up as a thank you gift, a subscription to the Progressive magazine. So thank you, Laurel. Laurel wanted to mention to us that it's a gift for her mom, who turned 94 in November. So thank you, Laurel. We'd also like to thank Sue, who gave a generous pledge. Sue gave us a pledge and did not ask for any thank you gift, so that's not required. But her favorite shows are Her Turn, the Wednesday 8 o'clock Buzz, and Her Infinite Variety. So thank you, Sue and Laurel. Also Bonnie and Anonymous, who have already pledged. They've done that by going to 608-256-2001 and speaking to our phone answerers.
Or the internet, WORTFM, WORTFM.org. And one of the ways you can also make a difference is by becoming an Evergreen sponsor, which is just giving a small amount or whatever amount you want every month. That's always helpful to organizations like ours. So if that would work out for you, that would be an easy way for you to make your pledge of support to a place like here, WORT, and Her Turn.
I forgot to ring the bell when everyone pledged, but I always like to mention that, because if you do it right, it has sustain, and you could be a sustaining pleasure. So please give us a call, 608-256-2001. We have a live interview to get to now, but we would love it if a couple more people went to their phones or their computers, wrtfm.org, gave a generous pledge to Her Turn. It's your last chance, as mentioned, to pledge for the show during this pledge drive, because it's the last day of the drive and we need your help to reach our goal.
We've had four callers so far, or four supporters so far. You can make us up to 5, 6, 7. That would be great. We'd love to even hit 10. So make those phone lines light up. Go to the internet.
Yeah, your support means the world to us. It allows us to continue bringing you programs you love and stay connected with our amazing community. Thank you so much for all your contributions so far. And please make your pledge today and help us keep the music and stories alive. Please pledge by phone at 608-256-2001 or donate online at wordfm.org.
All right. Hello. Today we are joined by Debbie Kadu-Servada and Mary Rathbun to speak about the UN Commission on the Status of Women Parallel Virtual Event Watch Party. So can you each take a second to introduce yourselves?
Well, I'm Mary Rathbun, and I am the gender equity lead for the United Nations Association of Dane County. And we're one of the sponsors, not only of the local watch party, but also of the virtual event that will be live streamed at the watch party. We're involved because these are UN activities, and our whole purpose is to support and encourage understanding of the UN. That's a harder task right now than it's been at some times, but it's still our goal.
Yes. And then we're also joined by Debbie. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Debbie Kadu-Servada, and I serve as the Leadership Circle Africa Director for the 4W Women and Wellbeing Initiative. This is a campus-wide initiative at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And I am coordinating the organization of this global virtual event that Mary has referred to. And yes, that's me.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining us today. Can you tell us a little bit more about what this watch party will entail and why now is the time to do it?
Well, the watch party is really exciting to me because it gives people here in Madison the opportunity to gather together, which is so energizing, and participate in not only watching, but responding to a global event. The global event is a virtual event developed by 4W and the Gender Mainstreaming Directorate of Makara University in Kampala, Uganda, in partnership with UNA Dane County and the Higher Resource Education Service East Africa.
And what topics will be covered in this watch party?
Well, the idea is the topic really is an intergenerational conversation about the Beijing conference that was held 30 years ago. What that means, we have two women who were there 30 years ago representing their governments, one from Uganda and one from Wisconsin. Then we're going to have the next generation, some faculty members now, talking about how Beijing has shaped their actions. And then we're going to have students, current students, talk about what is this still relevant? A lot of it has happened in the last 30 years. And what does it, is it worth using it to shape the path forward? Then we're going to have audience response. And even if you're at the watch party, you're going to be able to have something put in the chat if you have a question or comment. And then we're going to end with a call to action.
That's great. Why now? Why now this topic?
Well, 30 years ago, as Mary has said, the World Conference for Women took place in Beijing in 1995. And a major outcome of that conference was the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. And this became the most comprehensive blueprint for advancing women's rights, women's well-being, and gender equality worldwide. So now, 30 years later in 2025, we are assessing progress, identifying gaps, and ensuring that future generations continue the work. And that's why the title of our event, as Mary has pointed out, is An Intergenerational Conversation on Beijing Plus 30, Sustaining the Momentum. And our take is, how are we able to bring together different generations of women and men to assess the progress and then accelerate action?
Can you give us a sneak peek? What progress do you feel has been made since the conference, and where do we still need to go?
First of all, the conference opened up the world to an accountability mechanism that hadn't been in place before. So governments around the world actually subscribe to those standards.
189 countries,
wow,
including ours, which ours often does not sign on to these things.
No.
So this isn't just a global issue. It's actually a local one as well. The fight for gender equality connects directly to issues even here in Madison, in the whole of Wisconsin, in the same way as it affects women in Uganda, in Africa, in Kenya, in China. And so that landmark event enabled actors around the world to start interrogating on an annual basis the progress registered in advancing women's well-being. And so this is a critical moment as we reflect on 30 years of how we should start working, especially with the younger generation, having the seasoned leaders who were there at Beijing, but also then working with the younger generation and start working more intentionally on handing over, passing on the baton, because we need to sustain this movement.
And you mentioned that one of the goals of the event is to have a call to action. What kind of call to action are you looking for?
I think that's going to emerge from, as much as anything, the audience remarks and questions. Where do the young people see this going? I mean, I'm an old gray-haired woman, you know, I'm sitting here looking at two young women. And what I might see as important might not seem relevant to you and to your listeners. But we do want people of all ages to gather together on Friday morning. The event will be live streamed starting at 7:30. And there's a very big screen in the fellowship hall on the lower level of Christ Presbyterian Church, which is on Gorham Street, right by the intersection with Brierley. And it'll be live stream starting at 7:30, but the doors will open at 7. So, you know, you can come in, you can have some of the free breakfast buffet, and I think it's going to be a good buffet. There'll be plenty of coffee and tea as well as food. And then at 7:30, we'll begin the live stream. And we hope people, even if they can't stay because of their work responsibilities all the way through till 9 o'clock, if they can respond in some way so their thoughts can be added to the audience forum and help to structure and focus the call to action in ways that are meaningful to them.
Yeah, and I think before we were talking earlier, and the reason that it's so early is because it's connected to other organizations doing watch parties at the same time.
It's connected to virtual events being held every day for 2 weeks. The Commission on the Status of Women at the United Nations starts Monday, and it goes for 2 weeks, and it's at New York City at the UN headquarters. And last year, even though the numbers have fallen back since the pandemic, and it's possible to look at some of these things virtually, still 8,000 people will gather at the UN to talk about these issues.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today. If you want to register or are interested in looking at this event, go to UNADANE, that's UNADANE.org, to register to attend the event in person or virtually. Thank you both for coming. The event is called An Intergenerational Conversation on Beijing Plus 30, Sustaining the Momentum. Again, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And we do have a couple more people to thank. That means I get to ring the bell a couple times, because that's tradition. We'd like to thank David, who gave us a generous pledge. Thank you, David. David says, my entire family loves the news readers and interviewers. So thank you, David. And then we'd also like to thank Ingrid, who gave us a generous pledge. And Ingrid says that her favorite shows are Her Infinite Variety, Her Turn, and Tropical Rhythms. So if you like all of the diverse programming on WRT, now is a great time to go to your phone, 608-256-2001. Make a pledge.
Last minutes for you to do it during Her Turn, but please continue to call in during Her Infant Variety, which comes up next. We got a total so far of 6 pledges, $384.90. Somebody donated $89.90, like our 89.9 FM. That's so cool. So, yeah, Any amount is welcome. Please donate right now to WRT and Her Turn, 608-256-2001. Thank you, everybody, for listening and for contributing as you have.
And of course, now is an important time as any to support women's news, to news from a feminist perspective here on WRT 89.9 FM. This is community radio, and you're the community that we need your support to keep us on the air.
And we are the community. I mean, for instance, we have someone.
We are the community.
We have somebody here right now who wants to volunteer, perhaps on Her Turn, and so it means you can come on in and help us make radio. That's the voices that you'll hear. So 256-2001. Call a pledge of support to an innovative, exciting place like WORT.
That's right. Would you like to read the sources, Arlene?
I'll tell you our sources today. We're Politico, the Associated Press, the BBC, the 19th News, and the Center for Reproductive Rights.
And today's edition of Her Turn was produced by me, and Garima Gupta was our on-air engineer. Great job, Garima. Other contributors include Christina Kivlin and Eliza Howard, who are, of course, both the anchors of the program today. And Arlene Zaucha. Now stay tuned for 2.5 hours of Women in Music on Her Infinite Variety. Anything you want to add, Arlene?
Just have a great day. And if you're on your way to the Capitol right now for the Indivisible Rally, say hi to everybody from us.
Good morning. You are listening to WORT 89.9 FM Madison. It's time for Her Infinite Variety. It's not the third Sunday of the month, but I'm still happy to be here anyway, and I have some friends with me. Would you all introduce yourselves?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm Shelley Pittman. So glad to be here this sunny morning with you. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm Sarah Gabler. So glad to listen in.
Wonderful. Well, let's get started with the music, and then we'll get back to you for some exciting fundraising Sunday. Can't wait to hear from everybody today. We'll get it started off with Get Ready by Atsilia Rombley. Gotta turn it on.